Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, September 3rd. I'm Ray Graff. It's travel time today. We welcome back our buddy Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center in Latham. If you're planning a trip to the wherever, to the moon, no, not necessarily to the moon, but to a city, a state, a country, this lady knows stuff. Astrophysics, probably not. The number is 800-348-2551 if you have a travel question. 1-800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org if you wish. And we have a stack of emails already. Get in line. 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon and your travel questions right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's travel day today. We're joined by certified travel counselor Gene Gagnon. Gene is the president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business since 1969. The Institute of Certified Travel Agents awarded her the designation of Certified Travel Counselor in 1985. Gene was an adjunct instructor of travel and tourism at University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady Community College. At Plaza Travel, Gene specializes in VIP travel, custom planning, international itineraries, and group travel. If you have a travel question, this is the one. This is the one. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Gene Gagnon, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Ray.
I missed you last time. I was on vacation.
Yeah, I had to put up with Joe.
It's okay. That'll work.
No, he was wonderful. He was wonderful.
How was your summer? It's over now.
I know. Right? I know. I work too much.
Are you a leaf peeper? Do you like to go look at leaves?
I do. I like the fall.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it because they know the winter's coming, but I like the fall.
Do you do trips? Do you go up and look and go up to the Vermont?
I live up in Knox. I don't have to go
too far. Yeah, that's true. But not yet, though.
No, not yet.
Well, that's exciting. So what is going on with you? What have you been doing?
Well, after hearing from many people that they can't believe I have never been to Cape Cod, I am finally going to Cape Cod. In September.
Yeah, off-season rates, right?
Off-season, you know, just nice enough weather to walk on the beach. Yep.
Why don't you take a swim?
Well,
and the great white sharks that have been swimming around.
No, and I'm a bit of a sissy anyway.
Really?
For cold water. I mean, I'll swim, but I like it nice and warm. Bathtub water.
Go on up to Maine and see what happens.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oh, buddy. We have a stack of emails here, so we might as well get to them.
Okay.
The number is 800-348-2551 if you have a travel question, or you can email voxpop@wamc.org. Lori from Enfield, Connecticut, wrote, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and she had the wrong day. But this day is correct, and I saved it. Lori writes, I'm traveling to south of France and Germany in late September, and then in late January, I'm going to Egypt and Petra. I'm interested in your recommendations for souvenirs and gift ideas.
Oh, well, first of all, for the south of France, I've got some great ideas. And you can actually pick these up in little grocery stores as opposed to like going to a gift store, so they're inexpensive.
Yeah.
They're these little containers with a cork top that have local sea salt in them. So if you know somebody who likes to cook, that's fabulous. Also, beautiful embroidery, tablecloths, lace, things like that. And the olive oil in the south of France is excellent. It's excellent.
Isn't Greece the place to go for the olive oil?
Well, any of the Mediterranean countries.
Okay.
It's really, really good. So I like bringing home some olive oil.
Can you bring home wine, or do you get in trouble?
Yeah, you can bring home a liter of wine.
A liter?
That's
a sip.
I used to bring home wine a lot when I was younger, but then I realized that, you know, you had it one night and it was gone.
Right.
Whereas the olive oil, I really like. And there's no limit on how much olive oil you can bring back.
Well, so how much can you use?
Well, I give it as Christmas gifts. Imported olive oil, yeah.
What about Egypt and Petra?
Oh, Egypt and Petra. Oh, it's so amazing. You can bring back a lot of local textiles, you know, like the cute little, stuff for the table, napkins and things like that are really cool. If people like Egyptian art, or you can buy the little monuments and things like that. But what I like the most is the stuff that's handmade by the kids.
Yeah.
Like I have a little camel that some little girl sewed, and I've got something else. So I like to pick up stuff like that.
You ever
and
ride a
never
camel?
Forget Christmas. Yes. Oh, several times.
Really?
Christmas ornaments. Always think Christmas ornaments. So if you buy something little, anywhere.
Oh.
They just make, it's nice to buy a local, like we were in Portugal once and this woman, we went in a shop and I said, do you have any Christmas ornaments? She goes, yeah, but I don't put them out this time of year. It was, you know, the summer or something.
Yeah.
I said, no. I go, they make great souvenirs.
Very interesting.
So I told her you should put them out all the time. And not only did I buy like a dozen, told my group about it and they went to the store and they bought a ton of stuff. So.
Now, of course, Lori's also going to Germany in September. Isn't September the actual time of Oktoberfest?
Yes, it is. So it depends upon where she's going to be on how crowded
it's going
to be. So
you bring back a beer stein or
something?
You can
bring back beer steins. You can bring back, again, beautiful Christmas ornaments. They're very, very big in, for Christmas.
They have those Christmas villages in
Germany.
Yes,
they do, in December. Yeah.
All right. This is from Carolina in Athens. My family, two sons, 18 and 20, my husband and I, would like to plan an Alaska cruise to and from Seattle next May, 2026. Next adjoining cabins, I'll assume. Would you recommend using a cruise agent? There are so many YouTubes and websites that proclaim this service would be free overall to the customer. It's a bit overwhelming, and we're very low maintenance. Just happy to be there. And that's from Carolina.
Well, Carolina, I, of course, am a travel agent, so I'm going to tell you that I think you should find a good local travel agent, because there's not just the cruise to consider. Many cruise places don't actually help you with airfare or give you suggestions about airfare. And plus, if you're going all the way to Alaska, you might want to not just do the cruise, because the cruise only does the inside passage, which is the panhandle of Alaska. You might want to do a tour before the cruise starts and maybe start the cruise in Anchorage and then go down and end up in Vancouver or Seattle.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that's what I would recommend.
You know, I saw this thing on TV, an ad for a, and I don't even know what company. I wouldn't say it anyway. Oh, very snooty. Oh, no children and no casinos.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck?
Well, there are some people that's what they want. That's what they want.
If I'm going to be stuck on a boat, I want a casino.
Yeah, but do you want children?
Well, they're an occupational hazard at this point. All right. Henri writes in, I'm interested in a trip to Hamburg, Germany. I'd like to know of any recommendations of things of note in Hamburg.
Oh.
I do not have a set time to visit, but I'd like it to be within the next year. Duration-wise, maybe a 4 to 7 day trip. And that's from Henri.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Henri, but I don't know a lot about Hamburg. I know more about Munich and Berlin and things like that. Isn't that where the Beatles played? Can't he go to the...
You can go to the Star Club and the Ratskeller.
The
Cavern was in Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
But
I knew it was something like that.
I guess back in the day, post-World War II, it was a rather jumping, seedy little scene there.
I'm sure it was. Well, I think Hamburg's, you know, by the water too, so you know it gets that. But sailors, things like that.
Right.
But I'm really sorry, Henri. I have not been there myself personally. What I'll try to do is I'll try to get a list of things to do, and next time I'm on, I will tell you all about it.
Our guest today is travel counselor Gene Gagnon. The number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. All right, one more email here, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll go to the phones, et cetera. This person, Raymond, sent a picture, and it looks very nice. Here, I'll send you the – you can take a look at the picture, and then I'll read his question. What advice do you have for traveling when each of us has two checked bags? We are adventurers, so we always have camera gear, snowboards, hiking gear, and or biking gear. We don't mind sitting in the back of the plane, but baggage can get expensive, especially when you go to Europe and Asia. Two, a small group of us are traveling this winter to Hokkaido for snowboarding and Tokyo for the culture. Any advice or suggestions on that?
Yeah, Japan is fabulous, first of all, so I think you'll love that. But as far as the gear, this is the problem with that. There are some options. You can ship stuff if you know where you're going to be for a couple of days. You can ship it from here. That might be less. It might not. The airlines, yes, they're expensive for that second checked bag. So that is definitely a problem, unless you go into business class, but then you're spending all your money on business class.
Right.
You do get two checked bags, though, and a higher weight percentage when you're in business class. The other thing you might want to look at, if you're not going to be hiking like every day, is renting the equipment there. That might be your best option.
There
might
Would it be cheaper than paying for the...
That it depends upon where you go. I don't know what how much it costs to rent something somewhere. You'd have to check that out, But I do know there are lots of places that are resorts. I've sent people to skiing in Europe, and they rent the skis when they get there. And they said it was much more reasonable than if they had had paid for the extra luggage to bring the skis. So they might want to look at renting some of the bigger items. Obviously, you don't want to do that with your cameras and stuff, but it might be something they'll want to look at.
You know, Lori from Enfield just checked in via email again and said, she said the name of the cruise line. Remember I talked about the one that's kids, no casinos? She said, small boats, under 100 people, great service. I love this line.
I know exactly what she's talking about.
I had
about.
No idea Lori was such a curmudgeon.
I guess not.
That's amazing. By the way, speaking of boats, and
I thought you were going to say, speaking of curmudgeons, I was going to say, yes, Ray.
No, Gene Gagnon. So the thing is, I'm paranoid about many things, and one of them is those huge cruise ships you see on the ads, them flopping over. Well, you've disabused me of this notion, and you think they're fine. They're not going to flip. What about pirates? Do the staff on these boats have guns? Can they protect you?
I don't believe they can use their guns, but there are certain parts of the world where the cruise ship is actually escorted. It's not usually the kind of cruise that the majority of the people would go on. They don't have pirates in the Caribbean anymore.
No,
they don't. And it's more like around the eastern coast of Africa and things like that.
Zach,
that's more confirmed.
Gene's mocking me. I think we better take a break, all right? shiver me timbers. We're taking a break. 800-348-2551. Travel today with Gene Gagnon. We'll be back. Vox Pop on WAMC. It's Ray Graff with you and Gene Gagnon, our travel expert. 800-348-2551 is the number. VoxPop@WAMC.org is the email address. And we'll get back to the email in a bit. But let's start on the phones in West Stockbridge. Looks like it's Vaughnie. You're on. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Gene.
Hello.
I'm calling about, this may be a question with a really easy answer, which could be yes, but can you, Gene, talk about travel insurance? I have found a friend of mine is a luxury travel advisor, and she's recommended a company that's a good $100 more than the one that's included, as it's optional, with the group that I'm going with. Can you just talk about, should I shop around? Are they all about the same?
Well, they're all a little bit different. What you have to look at when you're looking at travel insurance is the benefits. So, for example, I can't talk about companies, but the one company we use, there's two different policies I like to recommend. One only has a $15,000 medical coverage. And if you're delayed and you want to get coverage for delays, a delay doesn't start with them until 12 hours. So if you're delayed 10 hours, you're not going to get a benefit. But then they have a more expensive plan that has $100,000 medical coverage, and the delay starts at 5 hours. So you have to actually look at what the benefits. You don't necessarily have to read all the small print, but usually at the beginning of the of their brochure or on their main line, it'll say compare benefits. So, for example, if somebody is going to Europe and their own health insurance does not cover them when they're in Europe, then I would recommend something that has a higher medical care coverage, like $100,000, because $15,000 doesn't go very far if you have to go to the hospital.
True enough.
Yeah. So you have to really look at...
What'd you say, Vaughnie?
My health insurance does cover overseas illness. So I'd be tempted to do the $15,000 medical.
Right, right. But does it also cover, does your insurance cover emergency evacuation? That's the biggie. That's like about a $75,000 bill if you have to do it.
Yikes.
Yeah,
so
you really have to look at, that's what you have to look at, is compare the coverages, you know.
Okay.
One might be better than the other. There are certain ones we use and certain ones we don't use. And I'm sure your friend who's a travel agent has the same thing, because maybe the one she picks is better when you have to put in a claim. You know, I mean, you got to look also, how much are you spending on a trip? So if you're spending $10,000 and your insurance, you're looking at one insurance that is good, but a better one that's 100 more, get the better one. You're like, you know, you're nickel and diming yourself for coverage for a pretty large item. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Vonnie. Appreciate it very much. Got an email here while you were talking to Vonnie. Is your travel expert coming out of the program anytime soon? It's from Gail. Gail, why don't you listen to the show? Gail. I emailed Gail back. I said, yeah, she's on right now. So that was that's a funny one. 800-348-2551. Let's see here. From Peter in Barrieville. I'm exploring taking a 28-day cruise on the Queen Mary that departs L.A. on the 3rd of February 2026. It makes stops in Hawaii, French Polynesia, and New Zealand. Please give me any advice that you can regarding booking the cruise and the flight. We'll probably want a balcony on the ship, and we'll stay in Australia for a day or two before flying home. So far, AAA Travel seems to offer the best rates for the cruise. I'm sure that this will be an upgrade from the last cruise I took, as that was in the Navy, and I slept in a small compartment with about 100 other sailors. All of them snored. And that's from Peter in Barrieville.
Okay, Peter. Yeah, the Queen Mary II is a beautiful ship. The rates are what the rates are. No one should be able to get better rates than one person than another person. You have to just make sure that the person you're dealing with knows a little bit about where you're going so that they can offer you recommendations on what to do while you're there. I can't quote rates over the phone now. I'm just doing general travel information. But I do have to tell you that New Zealand is one of my favorite countries in the world. So I'm glad that you're going to New Zealand. I hope you get to
How long does that trip take if you leave in L.A. and you go to Hawaii, Polynesia, New Zealand?
He said it's 28 days.
Oh, it's 28 days. Yeah,
28
that's a days. Long,
yeah,
long
Yeah, that's a long time.
Route.
But the Queen Mary's beautiful. She's got a lot of things going on board ship that you can do. You don't have to be in port. A cruise like that, it's nice that you're going to the ports, but you're really there to enjoy the all the facilities on board
and the
ship
casino,
as well.
Obviously.
And the food.
Do they have a casino?
Yes,
do they allow kids?
Yes, they do.
Okay, fair enough. Number here is 800-348-2551. Travel today with Gene Gagnon. Eric's in Calicoon. Eric, go ahead.
Hi there. I have two questions that are about fairly local travel.
Okay.
I've been interested in a long time in visiting the Erie Canal. And ideally, traveling on it or in it, I think I've heard it's possible to, like, travel in a barge or something.
Yes,
so
yes, it is.
Then give me some recommendations about that and where, how to approach it, where to start.
Well, you should go to a good travel agent, whoever's near you, and ask them about it, because they can actually get you rates and availability and tell you what it costs and what dates they go.
Can you go across the entire? Can you go the entire length of the Erie Canal?
I don't believe so, because in many places you have to stay on the Mohawk in some places.
Yeah.
You know, because parts of the Erie Canal are covered over.
Yeah.
In many, many places, so it's really, you know, you have to.
But you could go theoretically from Albany to Buffalo.
Yes, theoretically.
That
yes.
would be so
yes.
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder
yeah.
how many days it would take.
Well, maybe on our next break, I'll look it up.
All right, Eric, you want to follow up?
And I might be happy with just a portion of it, but my other question is, I've always wanted to visit Montreal. I never have. And I'm thinking this fall or winter, I'll take just like a long weekend and
right.
take the train there from New York. I like winter. I like cold weather. I like snow. But someone told me the other day that Montreal has a lot of rain in the winter and that it's rather unpleasant in that regard. I you have thoughts about good timing to go there
right.
for someone who doesn't mind cold and snow?
Right. Well, cold and snow, you know, you should be fine. It should be cold enough. To me, from what I remember, is more of the rain is towards like March. You know what I mean? When it's like verging on spring, but it's more rain than snow. But the other thing is the fall is a beautiful time. Now, I do have to warn you, make sure you look at how long the train takes, because unfortunately, the tracks between Albany and Montreal, that portion of it, the tracks are very, very bad. The train has to go very, very slow. It takes like 8 or 9 hours just from Albany to Montreal.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. It's really a shame because we end up, a lot of times we tell people to drive instead or even take a bus. It's so much faster. But Montreal itself is beautiful. You do need to, if you're crossing over the land border, you do need to have either an enhanced license or a passport. If you're bringing anybody under 18, you do have to have a letter from both legal parents, whether one has custody or not, that you have permission to take them out of the country. The dollar is still very strong in Canada, so you get a lot for your money. There are some lovely hotels. If you're going to try to go earlier, like October, that might be tough because a lot of people go up there as far as leaf peeping and things like that, you know. So you'd want to definitely book it ahead of time. But Montreal is great. The food is fun. If you're in downtown, the old city, Vouillet, Montreal, you'd feel like you were in France.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's wonderful. All these beautiful old buildings and the Notre Dame Cathedral and excellent metro system, excellent subway system, a lot of parks, a lot of great museums. So, yeah, I highly, highly recommend Montreal.
Eric.
Sorry.
Well, I think we lost him there, but thank you very much for the call. It's 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is our guest. So 8 hours. Wow. They don't have sleeper cars on that run.
No.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't be bad. You sleep
it wouldn't be bad if it was an overnight.
Yeah.
It's a day train. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Travel Today. Let's check the email bag at voxpop@wamc.org. And let's see. This one is from Cindy. Cindy writes, I have waited 25 years, but I'm finally going to Italy in October. I have global entry, which I understand helps with re-entry. But what's the latest with needing ETIAS, I don't know what that is, and I'm not sure where and when I use the MPC app on my phone.
Okay, all right, so this
what,
is the
what
story.
What are those things?
All right, so the electronic visas have not been put into effect yet. Now they're postponing them until probably the second half of 2026, so you're okay there. As far as the global entry, if you have global entry, you don't need the MPC app. So the MPC app is the mobile passport. And what that allows is to come back into the country. There's an app you can load your passport photo on. And if the lines are open when you're coming through customs in either Kennedy or Newark, you can zip right through. Okay, that's the mobile passport, the MPC. But if you have global entry, you don't need that. You just use the global entry line. So the people that usually use MPC is there are some people who have a TSA number, traveling domestically. It starts with a TT usually. And it's a number that lets you go through the shorter lines at TSA domestically. Well, you can use that when you leave the United States, like out of Boston or New York or Newark. You can use that to get through TSA faster, but it's not good when you're coming back in. So in that case, we tell people to download the MPC app. Now, the free MPC app will only allow you to do a new entry form within 4 hours. So what I've done is I open up the MPC app now, I create an account, I download my passport, blah, blah, blah. Then when the plane is taxiing into Kennedy or Newark, I then download a new form. It already has all my info. I just have to say new entry.
What if you have no Wi-Fi? What if something will go?
That's why I have to wait until you taxi because they say you can turn your phones back on.
Interesting.
Now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 So that's the way I use that.
Gene Gagnon is our guest. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number if you have a travel question. 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. And this one's from Diane in Pittsfield. We live in the Berkshires, says Diane, and we'd like to spend a few days in the Finger Lakes without committing to a 4 or 5 hour drive. Can you suggest a few places to try late September, early October that incorporate wine, great food, and perhaps some fishing for my husband? That's from Diane in Pittsfield.
So is she saying she doesn't want to go to the Finger Lakes, or she does want to go to the Finger Lakes even though it's 4 or 5 hours?
It's funny. It says we live in the Berkshires and we'd like to spend a few days in the Finger Lakes without committing to a 4 or 5 hour drive. I don't know.
Well,
how else you're going to get
there?
There's
no train.
Yeah.
There's no. I mean, you could take a train to Syracuse and then rent a car. That's one option.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do but the Finger Lakes, it's funny because I actually use the Finger Lakes and the Berkshires when I'm talking to people about the area of Tuscany in Italy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because people say, well, I want to go to Tuscany. And I go, well, you either have to rent a car or you're going to have to pay to have somebody drive you around because it's a region.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
and
big.
It's the same thing in the Berkshires. If somebody said, I want to go to the Berkshires and I want to go to visit different places, it's better to have a car. There's not a lot of public transportation.
Yeah.
You know, so and it's the same thing with the Finger Lakes. So what I did when I went there is we went to Geneva, which is north of the Finger Lakes,
right,
a little bit. And we used that as a base and then did day trips down into the Finger Lakes.
Oh,
so it wasn't
yeah.
quite as long.
I mean, there are a lot of – it's a lot of geographic
yeah.
region. Those
yeah,
are some big lakes.
You sort of have to decide which lakes you want to visit. You know, which wineries and things like that.
Do you like it there? Do you have fun there?
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really lovely. It's really lovely. The hard thing is a lot of the wineries that you want to go visit will not take groups. So you can't like get like a minibus tour that goes to wineries and not have to worry about driving. So if you want to do that, you have to hire a private car and driver.
Oh.
And they'll take you from winery to winery, so you have to worry about driving.
Well, that's convenient.
You know, yeah.
You know, we've done wine shows and on Food Friday in the past, and I'm not a big wine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it that much. But some Rieslings from the Finger Lakes were
excellent. Oh, they're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I think that's what they're best at. Yeah.
I'm sure the fishing's pretty good, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Gene Gagnon is our guest today. It's travel. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. If you have a travel question, looks like Bill is in Poughkeepsie. Bill, you're on.
Yeah, hi. My wife and I are traveling to France at the end of September, and I booked a train, a TGV high-speed train from Avignon to Paris, the Gare de Lyon station. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering about the services that exist to get us to the airport. I can't seem to line that up yet.
From Gare de Lyon, I believe there might be a train that goes right from there. Hold on one second. So are you connecting out on the same day?
Well, we're meeting another group at the airport on the 30th of September, but we're leaving Avignon on the 29th. So we're going to stay near the airport that night and meet the group the next day at the airport.
Well, then when are you flying out? When do you need the transportation?
We're flying out of Lisbon like 10 days later.
Oh, then
it's a pilgrimage.
All right, I'm totally confused though because I don't understand when you don't need to get to the airport then from Gare de Lyon because you're meeting.
Well,
group.
We're meeting the group at the airport. When
oh,
they
okay.
From the US.
I would take a taxi or an Uber because if you try to do a train, you're going to have to transfer and you're going to have luggage and things like that. I would take an Uber. Uber
you,
or taxi.
Would you happen to know how much a Uber would cost?
Well, we really can't do that.
No,
on the
no,
show
I can't
anyway.
I can't do quotes like that. But
you could
Google it. Go online and just say options, Gare de Lyon to probably Charles de Gaulle. You're probably doing de Gaulle. And
right.
And there are websites that will come up and give you the approximate costs.
Okay. Bill, thanks a lot. We got to take a break. It's 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is here, and boy, are we lucky. Travel today. Your questions coming up. Charlie Musselwhite from the Blues White Album. Dear Prudence here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551 is our number. What's going on over there, Gene Gagnon? What's happening?
I took off my headsets and then they like kind of flipped around. So one ear wasn't.
Oh, believe me, story of my life. And it's travel today. The number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. You know, all these years we've been doing this show, Gene, I never recalled you looking at an electronic device. Usually you bring more maps than Marco Polo.
I know, but I'm trying to find the Erie Canal Cruise.
Ah.
That's what I'm trying to do, which is what I would do if I was in the office. Maps don't help me with that.
That is something that has always... I have curiosity about doing that sometime.
Yeah.
But it has to be the whole leg. I want the whole four or five days or whatever it takes by boat.
I know. I'll check it out.
All right, fine. I'm not going anyway, but I'm interested. Let's go to Joseph in Hyde Park. Joseph.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've taken Amtrak cross country several times, and I was wondering if there's anything similar going across Canada.
Oh, yes.
I know I could do Toronto to the West Coast, but it seems to be like all excursions, which are very expensive. You know, they'll take you to one town, get off.
No. You can just buy the train. You can just buy the train and sit in a seat.
Wow, what the heck's going on here?
Sit in a seat. I mean, you don't have to have a bedroom either. You can, it's called Via Rail, VIA. So don't go on.
Okay.
Don't be looking. You're probably looking at companies that do excursions, okay? You just want to, on the Via Rail website.
And there's, Joseph, I got to tell you, my wife and I, when we got married, we looked into this cross-Canada trip on the train for our honeymoon, opted against it, and, both she and I sort of wistfully think about it. But this train, I think it went from Nova Scotia right across, mm-hmm. and it looked amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing, and it's beautiful. And it's not super expensive if you don't get a bedroom or roomette. But the minute you start getting overnight accommodations, just like with Amtrak, it's very expensive. Well, you could snooze out
snore in the main coach, yes. Be throwing me off in Saskatchewan. Good plan. I don't know. I'd spring for the Bucks. Get a room,
Yeah.
All right, Joseph, you want to follow up?
Well, it's true about Amtrak, too. As soon as you have the bedrooms. But,
right.
3 days, you need to lay down.
Right. No, I think you go on the Via Rail website. You'll see things that don't include the excursions.
Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. That's the telephone number. Gene Gagnon is our guest today. It's travel. And let's go now to Saratoga Springs. Lynn, you're on.
Hi. I'm wondering if there's a difference between me using my AAA advice or working with an independent travel agent.
Every agency operates differently. You can certainly use AAA. They are a full service travel agency, so you can use them too. But you have to call an agency and ask what their service fees are, how long they've been in the business, or have they been where you're going. So unfortunately, you got to do research just like you have to do if you were using a lawyer or a CPA. I mean, we advertise, for example, that we're very professional. We've been in the business a long time. So that's what you want to check with other agencies as well, wherever you're located.
All right. Lynn, thanks a lot. Let's go to Ballston Lake. Lisa, you're on with Gene Gagnon.
Hello, Gene.
Hi, Lisa.
My question was, we're traveling in a few weeks to Italy first, and then we're crossing over and going into Athens and spending time in Greece. I wonder if the passport regulation, we're going from Italy to Greece, and I don't know if the passport regulations are the same. If I need the original passport for both countries carried on me all the time, or can I use a copy?
Okay, so to make the actual crossing and when you're walking around are two different things. So when you enter a country, you have to have your passport on you. Okay, that's true no matter what country you're going to. Have to have your passport on you when you're changing borders, just in case. But what I personally do is I not only have my passport on my phone, I have a picture of it on my phone, but then I also make a paper copy, and I actually laminate it, and I carry that around with me. I put my passport in the safe in my hotel room, and I walk around with the copy, because it's very rare that you need it while you're walking around, but sometimes they will ask to see your passport, and I just show them the copy, and I've never had a problem.
Really? It's not legally binding to have it on your phone, though, right?
No.
Interesting.
But if you're not entering the country, I mean, you're walking around, you're shopping, you're eating, what do you need your passport for? Now, when I'm going to Asia in the fall, I'm going to have my passport on me at all times.
Why?
Because I'm going to communist countries.
When they stop you, may we see your papers, please?
Well, I would feel better if it was on me. But if I was going to Europe, no, I don't worry about it.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Lisa, you want to follow up? Sure.
I did want to ask one question that's a little different about luggage requirements. Everybody's telling me, well, carry-ons now, they're all 15 pounds in Europe. You can't go over 50 in a check-on bag. But for carry-ons, it has to be 15 pounds or less.
It depends upon what airline you're flying. You have to talk to whoever you bought your tickets from. If you did them online, you've got to look up and see what does that fare allow. Because nowadays, also different fares allow different baggage allowances.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you've got to find out what you bought.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great time.
800-348-2551. If you have a travel question for Gene Gagnon, email is voxpop@wamc.org. Paul in Altamont writes in, our family, my wife, grown kids, and their partners are going to a wedding in Mainz, Germany in the last week of October. We'll be there 2.5 weeks. We're starting the trip in the Frankfurt area, ending in Berlin. Looking forward to a combination of several days in the big cities like Frankfurt and Berlin and some in the smaller historic cities like Mainz and maybe Dresden. I did 5 months in Heidelberg for study abroad, though that was 43 years ago. Do you have any suggestions on day trips or one-nighters from either Frankfurt area, Rhine Valley, Heidelberg, and or from Berlin, Dresden, Leipzig?
And he's starting in the Frankfurt area, he said?
Right you are.
Well,
they end in Berlin. Start in Frankfurt, end in Berlin. Well, 2.5 weeks.
Okay, so it depends upon which way they go. Hanover, they have some interesting things to see in Hanover. If they go that way, Dresden, of course, is beautiful. So I would stop in Dresden. If he was in Heidelberg already, so he's probably done all those day trips up there. But there's also a lot of interesting military. Both concentration camps or military posts and things like that you can visit that aren't too far from any of those areas. Koblenz is a good place, for example. What you want to do is wherever you're I hope you're planning it out ahead of time, first of all. He's going when on that one, Ray? Do you remember?
Let me go back to it here. October, late October. 2.5 weeks.
Okay. All right. But it's like this October, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean,
you're
they
late.
They have accommodations, right?
Okay. I don't know. It's saying like we want to spend 2 or 3 nights in major cities and then want to spend a couple of nights and things. They should have that planned out already.
Well, jeepers creepers, it's a wedding. They must have something planned out.
I hope so.
Well, why don't you just ease up on Paul at Altamont? Jeepers creepers.
What I'm going to tell Paul is that he should look up the major cities that he's staying in. And just to get an idea, go on a website called Viator, Viator, and look up day trips from whatever major city you're staying in. And then find something that interests you. I mean, there's a lot of wineries you can visit. There are castles you can visit. There are even like farm stays. You can go out to a farm for lunch and things like that. But, it depends upon what interests each person.
This is from Lynn. Another wedding question. I have an invitation for a wedding in Egypt near Cairo. I've been getting conflicting info about travel there. Good, bad. What are your thoughts? This would be in October.
Okay. Well, good, bad. I'm going to assume she means safe versus not safe. Okay. That's what I'm going to assume, because I think Egypt is wonderful and it's a life-changing experience. I think most people, part of their trip should probably be on a tour because they want to go down the Nile. They want to see some of the major temples, the Valley of the Kings, etc. And I don't recommend people do that on their own.
Right.
However, that's because I'm talking to people who don't have family there. So I don't know, you know, what the family thinks. As far as safety, I know when you're on a tour, they make sure you only go places that are safe. You know, I mean, right after the Israel and Gaza problems, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I think that happened in October.
Yeah,
and we
sure
had
did.
A bunch of people going in January that year to Egypt, and some of them were concerned about going. They all went. They all had wonderful time.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Yeah. So I think, you know, stick to major major sites. They're well patrolled. You know, I would go. If I had an invitation to a wedding, I'm there.
I think about that sort of thing a lot. I mean, I'm very much the ugly American, and I'm not going anywhere, and I'm staying right here in these shores. But all these countries, a lot of these countries, they're making a lot of money from tourism. It's in their vested interest that you go and have
fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you know, like even the protests against tourists that were in Barcelona, that really wasn't against tourists. It was against the government for allowing so many B&Bs.
And you've talked about that on previous shows.
I talk about it all the time. You know, I don't. They're not a responsible way to travel in Europe is staying in a B&B.
All right. Kathy writes in, regular correspondent, a wonderful human being. I have a friend who has a small yacht. He takes it from Kingston, New York, to the Hudson, to the Mohawk, where the Erie Canal is located, and they go west all the way to Buffalo, into Canada, or on Lake Ontario, east up the St. Lawrence River, south through Lake Champlain, and back down the Hudson. I don't know if there are any trips you could take for hire, though.
That's the problem.
That sounds great.
Yeah, personally, you can do it.
You know, I knew Kathy had good and influential friends.
No. I mean, I knew you could sail it personally in your own boat. But the thing is, finding somebody who does tours, because, you know, you got to say, oh, that would be a great thing. Well, if they're not filling them up, they're not going to do them. So you have to have enough people that want to do it for a company to be able to make money doing that. So I'm going to do some research and find out.
Fair enough. And you get me a price and
then you won't go.
I won't go anywhere.
Yeah, I love this. Ray is one of my favorite people who's like, so I was just wondering. Just wondering is like the worst question to ask somebody.
I like to think about doing fun things, but I don't like to do them. Let's go to Gail in Saratoga. Gail, you're on.
Yes. I have a question for a suggestion for a place to go for 5 weeks or 6 weeks, April, May of 2026. This past year I did in Portugal. I had a great experience. I rented a house. But I'm looking to do something different next year. Any suggestions?
Are you still thinking Europe?
Yes.
Okay. I love parts of the Italian Riviera. Look up Santa Margherita Ligure. It's near Portofino. It's a short bus ride, short train ride along the Cinque Terre to get there for day trips. You can go into Genoa for day trips. You can go in and out of Milan. It is a fabulous area. You can actually walk between Santa Margherita Ligure and Portofino. And I've always said if I could afford to retire there, that's where I would retire to.
You can
afford
it.
Very temperate, you know, because they're on the other side of the Alps. So I would do that whole region, Nice, maybe even, you know, Nice.
Okay.
Nice would be a fabulous place because, again, a lot of little towns and places you can go to by train.
What you're saying is Nice would be nice.
Nice would be very nice.
Gail, what do you think?
Everybody goes there. I was looking for something a little different.
Oh, well, if you want to do something a little different, you could do the north coast of Spain, or you could do the eastern area of Italy, the southern eastern area, which is Puglia, P-U-G-L-I-A.
Heard good things.
Absolutely
about that.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Really, really nice. So go down to Puglia. Spend 5 weeks down there. Beautiful things to do every day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks,
very
Gail.
Welcome.
All right. Eric wrote in again who said, I lost my phone connection before I could mention that the reason I prefer to travel on very small ships, 100 per passengers or so, I want to experience being at sea, not being in a floating hotel. In a small ship, you can easily get to deck, see the ocean, you can feel the ocean, you can hear and smell the ocean. It's true that I really enjoy storms at sea, a response not shared by everyone, to say the least, but any responsible passenger line will run safe ships, whether they're small or large. No casino, no nightclub, but there's still very good food. It's a good time to read a book, and that's from Eric and Calicoon, who we talked to.
Yes, now, I agree with that. However, one time I did a check for someone who wanted to go to Alaska and wanted to do it on a small ship.
Yeah.
The cost difference per person based on a big ship, and this was like about a 3,000 passenger, not the 5,000, but
right.
the 3,000, and a 100, 150, 200 passenger ship, the price was double.
Wow.
Because, you know, there's less people to divide the costs up in.
No, that's true.
You know, so the smaller the group, the more expensive.
Now, do you like it when the weather gets rough? I mean, you spent a lot of time on freighters stowed away. I mean, you've done that many times in your life.
That's me, Ray. Yeah.
Is it fun to go out there?
The girl who thinks being below the second floor is camping.
Yeah, there you go. So is it fun for you to be in the middle of a storm at sea? I can't imagine that's a fun thing.
The only time that happened to me was I was on a cruise to Bermuda. And it hit some really, really rough weather. And I did not feel well. So I went to the ship's physician.
Yeah.
And he gave me some shot in the butt. I don't know what it was. But boy, I had no pain.
Wow.
For the next
really?
24. Oh, it was a good time.
How about that? You know, I'm not too good at the ocean.
Yeah.
As much as it looks like fun, even these big boats must rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. That's why location on the boat is so important. Like I'm holding up my hand to Ray right now vertically, and I'm saying that you got to look at the fulcrum. The safest and least motion on a ship is right in the middle.
Right.
It's not up high. They charge more the higher you are because people think they want to be higher on board a ship. But actually, the more center you are, like if this is the water line,
right. This
right here is the best place because you're not moving
as
much.
It's probably cheaper.
It's a little bit cheaper, but the cheapest on board a ship is low and very forward and very aft.
Uh-huh.
The middle of the ship is the best place to be.
Well, Gene Gagnon, this has been fun. Kind of an odd show, but they're always odd. We have about a minute left. What do you have coming? What's happening?
Oh, I mentioned I'm going to Southeast Asia.
The communist countries.
Wow. Vietnam, Laos,
what
Cambodia.
Possessed you to do this?
I've heard beautiful things about especially Vietnam.
Yeah.
Especially Vietnam. Yeah. And I was surprised. I didn't know whether we'd find people that wanted to go. And I only have two seats
You're
left.
You're kidding
it's amazing.
Me. How many people are going on this?
About 20.
Jeepers creepers. And everyone wants to go to Cambodia.
Yeah, we're not
and
forcing
Vietnam,
them. Yes.
Vietnam. Right. Because, I mean, that's been done before.
Exactly.
Let's face it. Well, that's exciting. Now, if people want to find out more about Gene Gagnon and Plaza Travel Center, how do they do that?
They can call me, 518-785-3338. Email is Gene, J-E-A-N, at plazatravel.net. We have a Facebook that's available for the public under Plaza Travel Center.
Really? You got the Facebook?
Yeah, we got the Facebook.
That's so passe.
The people love looking at the pictures.
Really?
Yeah, pictures of me.
Really?
And the tours.
Just look how much fun we're having.
Exactly.
So the people who are throwing up off the side of the ship, that's not on the Facebook feed.
No, it is not.
All right, Gene Gagnon. Well, we'll see you next time. So you're leaving in October for this trip?
End of October.
And you're booked again in this year?
I think so. Right. I think, no, maybe not.
I really need to get a producer because I have no idea what's coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think I'm on again, honey, until I come back.
I'll be darned. Well, have a great trip.
Don't end
up in some sort of re-education camp while you're there.
I'll try to do my best.
Support comes from Rhinebeck Artist Shops, offering fine artist materials and custom picture framing in Rhinebeck at New Paltz, serving the Hudson Valley for over 45 years. HudsonValleyArtistShops.com. And the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, protecting the forests, wetlands, shorelines, and ridges that protect Lake George permanently. Projects, events, and news at lglc.org. Thanks again to the great Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel for being here today. Thanks for listening and the great calls and the emails. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our great engineer. Andrea Leong is our great call screener today. Everything is great. Everyone is great. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow the gardeners are back, and they're great. We'll see you too.